Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Maradure, how are you doing?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Well, thank you. Cannot complain. I hope that your day has been good.
The day is good so far, though hectic, but well, we thank God for every minute above the ground.
Every minute above the ground, 100% agree with you. We definitely got to be thankful for that. Now, we're continuing with our subject this week, the Christian's perspective on mindfulness and meditation. Now, Christian spiritual formation has deep roots in meditation and contemplation. Mm. I mean, Christ himself modeled the importance of regularly withdrawing into solitude. And today, we want to take a look and zoom into the spiritual benefits of meditation, as well as the ways in which meditation could actually impact the life of a Christian when properly applied. So, Pastor, how does mindfulness firstly differ from meditation? I think we may actually want to understand if there's a difference or not.
Okay. Let me put it this way, such that at least it can be very clear how these two differ. Being mindful is, I'll give an example. Let's say I want to make an announcement, and in the congregation or the people close by, in the announcement I may want to fuse in maybe a bit of some humor, but the humor there may then have an impact which is negative on someone who will be crippled and is there. Which could be okay if the person was not there, because the person may misinterpret and feel as if it has been something that was tailor-made to destroy or downplay them, whatever it may be. So being mindful now, where you say then, no, this example that I want to give, for now, it's not suitable because of 1, 2, 3. But in any other setting, it's very fine. But here, I may be misinterpreted. That's being mindful. You've considered other things and other elements and other people around you, such that you are not misinterpreted or taken to be something else, of which the same announcement or the same whatever it may be, I would have wanted to share, it's appropriate also. That's being mindful, okay? And then we come to meditation. Meditation is whereby I read my Bible. After reading my Bible, I pause. I try to absorb what I've read, and I start imagining myself in the real time where the verse or the chapter was written. Like I'm literally seeing Paul being beaten up, and I'm there. I'm seeing what's happening, and again, I get into the mind of Paul as he's being beaten. I'm trying to think now what he was thinking and how he was seeing things in response to what was happening. So, somehow I've been moved from the physical, and I'm still in the spiritual. So what's being seen is my body here, but my mind now, it's active back in the 638 BC, somewhere down there, or AD, whatever it will be. So now that's meditation. You're thinking deeper and beyond what is seen on the surface. Now that's meditation. So it's different now from what we're talking about being mind. So those are the two different things there.
Now, would you help us to distinguish between the worldly and the biblical definition of meditation? I suppose there could be, because now we're zooming into meditation.
Yes, definitely there is a difference though, but it's not that very different. I think what makes it different is what I am meditating upon.
Okay.
I think that because I know there are some cultures where they practice yoga, where they practice something like where they are meditating on something and they are folding their their legs there, they are so quiet, as if they are they have transcended into some sphere, some spiritual sphere. They are absent, they are not even noticing what is happening around them. They are somehow absent. I think Ellen White would give something similar to that, whereby people would just see her there, but she would be in another frame of a life, some realm where she is actively involved. But what we have is a body here, alive, yes, but not moving at all. Now, in the world, they use that as a way of, as a therapy at times, when you're trying to deal with depression, when you want to maybe try and plan on something, trying to detox your mind, something like that. They have the similar thing. In the Bible or in the Christian perspective also, it's there, because I do this thing almost every time and again. When I read my Bible, when I read my Spirit of Prophecy, you know, and I don't want to rush, I want to slow that day. The passage will sink in deeper. This is why, whereby you see a preacher is preaching and you'll be like, what? I've read Genesis 1 verse 1, but I've never heard it explained in this way. Somebody took their time to meditate, to allow the Holy Spirit now to further interpret what's in the Bible. But now this a time where you're so quiet, because you can't meditate in the midst of a lot of a noise and everything. It's so quiet, you're by yourself, and you see someone smiling, you see someone screwing up their face, you know, like your body gets to respond to what's happening, what's playing in your mind. I'll tell you, the other day I was reading, I had a bit of some meditation right in the night, and my sleep went away. I had to wake up, went out of bed, went to prepare some tea in the middle of the night, sat in the sitting room, having my cup of tea. You know, I was that so much excited that even the whole sleep left me. So that's meditation, when you get to sink and you're soaked into what you've been reading now. You put your Bible there, you put it aside, you put the book aside. Now you'll be like, now I want this thing to start replaying now in reality of the words that I've been seeing. So I think those are the differences that we find in the world. It's now on what you're doing, but this principle is still the same thing.
Beautiful stuff. Now, why should we meditate on God's word? Is there a particular reason?
It is very important, because now the Bible, when you read it on the surface, there's a higher chance that you learn of something that is not what it is. Fine, you may pick something, but a Bible is like a mine. You need to dig deeper so that you get the value of what you've been reading. Anyone can read what's on the surface, but God has a way of hiding these truths to those that he loves and to those who show commitment. So when you read your Bible, don't read as if you're reading a novel.
Yeah.
And you run over it, you are done. But when you read the Bible, try to read it slowly. Try to read it, not to finish the reading, but read to understand what you have read. So there are moments where you may need to pause to say, Lord, I think here there's quite a lot of nuggets I need to pick from here. Allow me to close my Bible and sit here on verse number 12. And you sit there now. You replay it on what it was back then. And then from back then, you shift your gears to what it is today. You are now applying what was happening then. Now, this way you see someone jumping and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, anyone can read, but someone would jump and say, thank you, Jesus, because they have heard what has not been heard or merely been seen by someone who just read as they were going through. So as Christians, it is important. We grow better when we meditate.
We grow better indeed when we meditate. I think that's powerful. We definitely grow better. I agree with you. Now, how does meditation on God's word impact our ability to hear his voice and correctly interpret and apply scripture?
It is very important. Now, that's why I said, if we meditate, we grow better. It enables us to somehow hear the voice of God currently right there in real time. Now, God spoke back in the old time. He spoke to the people there. But now when I'm reading this passage now in 2025, I must be able to hear the same voice of God in the same way it was heard with the people back then. But God is speaking to me today in 2025. So the moment I get to hear, it makes God to be alive even today. It's not like a fairy tale where we just say, no, God used to speak to people. God spoke to his people. But I should be able to say, and God spoke to me this morning. It was not an hallucination. It was not an imagination. But somehow I get to hear him speak to me, but in the same manner he used to then. Now, that is an advantage to a Christian, because that makes God alive. That makes God present. And also that makes my roots in my faith grow stronger and deeper. Because if someone will meet me in the noontime, I'll say, hey, man, I have been with God in my closet this morning. Mm-hmm. So he is alive. So whenever we face whatever situation in this life, we can be able to say, you know what, this God I have been with an hour ago is the same God in his power who will help and fight for me right now. But where were you with this God an hour ago? It was in the book of Genesis. Now he was alive. So it's important, it's critical for a Christian to have at least an experience with God, which is real, not from a third-person account, but from a first-person account, which is me. Yes.
Well, beautiful, messages there, Pastor. I'm going to let you go. But before I do that, could you kindly just, if you could just impress on the listener, what is it that would be a takeaway message for our conversation today?
A takeaway I would want to give to a listener is never, ever feel comfortable don't feel at home when you don't have an experience with God which is fresh every minute or every hour of your existence. Don't bank your faith on what he has done 50 years ago. Let your faith be fresh and alive over what God has done for you an hour or a minute ago. He is still alive. He is still active. His word is very true. However, allow him space to show up even a minute ago or even a minute to come. It is still possible. It's not a privilege left to the pastors, a privilege left to the elders, but it's a privilege that is meant for all those who are God's children. As long as you have space for God and giving him attention, I tell you, you can be able to say, I know this God. I'm not told of him. I know him. I heard his voice. I saw him walking. I saw him. I know him. Let's refrain. Let's move away from just knowing about God. But yeah, let us know God, and then we are good to go.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time. It's been a fantastic conversation. I like that part. Let's refrain from knowing about God. About God. But let's rather get into a relationship and know him.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me space also. God's blessings until we meet again tomorrow.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.